The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I want to make something absolutely clear. Today, President Trump has made it absolutely clear that he did not condone the violence in any way. I want to give credit where credit is due. I think this should have been before the riots, but I want to give him credit. He released a statement today, and he concedes the election. And I'm grateful for that. He said he would never concede it. Well, he did, and I'm glad. He said, "My campaign vigorously pursued every legal avenue to contest the election results. My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote. In so doing, I was fighting to defend American democracy. I continue to strongly believe that we must reform our election laws to verify the identity and eligibility of all voters and to ensure faith and confidence in all future elections." Well said, President Trump. Well said. He said it well. We need to investigate. We need to make sure. But he didn't. Well, anyway, then he went on. "Now Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power. This moment calls for healing and reconciliation. 2020 has been a challenging time for our people. A menacing pandemic has upended the lives of our citizens, isolated millions in their homes, damaged our economy, and claimed countless lives. Defeating this pandemic and rebuilding the greatest economy on earth will require all of us working together." Earlier, he said, "The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country." I would like to address the heinous acts on the United States Capitol. "Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem." Good. Well said. Well said, Mr. President. Good. All right, back to the phones. And next up is Sabrina in Asheville, Ohio. Sabrina, welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you, Bob. I will admit that I was not able to get on until just before your break. So I may have missed quite a bit today. But I'm one of those listeners, so I'd like to express my opinion on the events, the Capitol and things. Mm-hmm. Being a veteran, I will say this: logic dictates that our police and our military are very, very well trained. And so the breach that is being touted is in no way a breach. There otherwise foreign countries would have been breaching long before. And you don't breach with a flagpole. Anyway, we did have a neighbor who was there in D.C. and was able to participate at each of the locations of the peaceful protest, and as they went to the steps, it was barricaded. Then the police, which is videotaped, calmly opened up the barricades. And so the rush that occurred in the beginning that was filmed by the media, yes, people were running to get their place on the steps. And prior to what the mob is considered occurring, there was prayer, there was the national anthem being sung, mm-hmm. other patriotic songs, chants for USA and unity and things like this.
Mm-hmm.
A police escorted caravan of what turned out to be the mob people was let out, and they roughly made their way through the crowd. And then that's when the so-called breach occurred. I will just say this again. Our military and the police, especially the D.C. police, are extremely well-trained. And I will just say, in my opinion, that nothing occurred that was not pre-planned. I think the timing was exactly the way they wanted it, and that the death, the three that died of, I'll say, emergency medical causes, and then the green law enforcement that shot the veteran, you know, mm-hmm. sad, terrible, should not have occurred. But I will just say that logic does not dictate that this has gone down the way the media is showing it.
Okay, I want to make sure I'm absolutely clear and I don't put words in your mouth. Are you in any way justifying those that tried to get into the House of Representatives, those who broke windows, those who destroyed property, those who attacked police, those who were armed? We now know that there were several that were armed, those that hit the police officer in the head with a fire extinguisher, and as a result, he died. Are you in any way excusing those people?
No, of course not.
Okay.
Thank you for not putting those words in my mouth.
Yeah, well,
the police escorted mob arrived on time and made their way through the peaceful crowd to do what they have planned to do allowed to do. The Capitol building cannot be breached. Believe me. You don't have to believe me, but common sense. There is no way that can just occur.
Okay. All right, Sabrina, thank you. I appreciate your thoughts. Thank you. Appreciate it. And thank you for your service to our country. I did not know you were a veteran. Thank you. All right. Let's go to Sharon in Columbus. Sharon, you're up next on Bob Brady Live. Welcome.
I'm sorry, did you say Sharon?
I did. Welcome.
Okay. Hello there, Bob. I don't know if anyone has talked about this over the last few weeks, but I noticed on Pat Robertson's channel, CBN News, they had some little stories about prophets who had prophesied to Donald Trump. One was in a church that he attended in Las Vegas. A woman prophesied over him that he was going to win the election. Pat Robertson himself did this, and many other quote-unquote prophets prophesied over him. And I'm just wondering, this is my opinion, I'm thinking a big reason that he has held out on conceding for so long is because these people were telling him when the election results came in that corruption was going to be exposed and he was still going to be president. People can do a search for this. You could go to CBN News and look at the sites. I have not heard any of them repenting and saying, obviously, I did not hear from the Lord. And it just makes you wonder, because of the false prophecy, we know who was behind those words and what his agenda might have been because of these, you know, maybe helping to stir up some of this foment. Who knows?
You know, that is an excellent point. And just this morning, Jeremiah Johnson, who was one of the Word Faith pastors who prophesied that he would serve a second term, this morning apologized. But he is he is the only one. Jeremiah Johnson did apologize. But Sharon, Donald Trump has surrounded himself with some really solid spiritual advisors.
Well, that is true.
Our friend Robert Jeffress has advised him, but he also has some whack jobs. Paula White.
Yes, he does.
Paula White is a whack job, and he has leaned heavily on her.
Yes.
And I think what you said, Sharon, it could bear a lot of truth. Some of these whack job word faith prophets had told him, and you're right, in this huge mega church in Las Vegas, they issued a prophecy that he was going to fulfill a second term. And you're right. He may have been absolutely convinced that they were actually hearing from God. I hadn't thought of that, and I should have.
Well, and I just feel, too, you had mentioned about some things that we should be careful of. One thing is, who are we listening to? Some of these prophets are attached with the New Apostolic Reformation, which is a very, very heretical, dangerous group that's been infiltrating charismatic and apostolic churches of true Bible-believing people. They believe, you know, we sometimes have differences in our beliefs, but yet they truly love Jesus, truly love the Lord, but they're open to these heretical teachings. So it's just another admonition for us all to just be careful who we listen to.
And again, stay away from the extremes.
Yeah.
These so-called prophets are out on the extreme fringe. They are.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. Sharon, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Pastor Bob.
All right. Bye. God bless you. Excellent thought. Now, I got to take a break. When we come back, Al, stay tuned. 877-BOB-LIVE.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Yeah, we'll wrap things up today on an open phone Friday, but we absolutely positively could not wrap up the week without pearls of wisdom from Al, who is usually in Westerville, but he told Jeff that he's somewhere on the eastern seaboard. I have no idea whether he is hiding in some secret location. He may be in the witness protection program again. I don't know. But anyway, Al, welcome.
Well, just to let you know, if you have a good internet connection, you can stream WRFD.
That is absolutely true.
This has been a very sad ending for five years, Bob. We've had Nancy Pelosi won. The reason she won was we had Donald had a lot of Americans come to Washington, D.C. I wasn't in Washington, D.C. I was in the great state, a couple states up between Pennsylvania and New York City, New Jersey. Anyway, she won because the large crowd that was in Washington, D.C., and I've talked to a number of others that were in the news media who were there reporting on it, they got out of control, and there were people that came this week to cause trouble, to cause mayhem, to cause riot, to cause destruction. They broke into the Capitol building, which is troubling that they've breached the security of the United States Capitol. That's a lot of heads are rolling. Mm-hmm. And what's even more tragic is you had a Capitol police officer, for whatever reason, open fire, and a young woman died, a Capitol police officer was hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. And this is sad for me because he is the husband of a good friend of mine's niece.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
And there are also three other people that passed away from medical emergencies. These were senior citizens, and from what I've heard, it had something to do with cardiac issues or something else. That's what I've heard from Bill Keening, who's a White House correspondent and a good friend.
Yeah.
But they did what they've tried for 5 years. And because of what happened, any other hope in doing anything on election reform, checking it died. A good friend of mine is a member of Congress from New Jersey. He's a conservative Christian. I've known him since high school, and he was completely sinned by this. We are going to be in for a lot of changes. We're going to go back. I believe we're going to go back in reverse. We're going to have just about every radical idea you can think of. I do not think Joe Biden is a well man. I pray for his health. I pray for his salvation. Anybody listening right now needs to pray for Joseph Biden.
I agree.
He's going to be president on the 20th. And I pray that Franklin Graham and some others can go and sit down with this man, and hopefully he'll come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Well, I agree with that, Al. And
same for Kamala Harris, too.
I don't think he's well either. I was just watching a press conference during one of the breaks. And he was praising Bernie Sanders. Of course, during the election, he tried his best to distance himself from Bernie. I'm not a socialist. You know, I beat the socialists. Well, today he was just singing the praises. But Al, he was like a robot. And I'm not into conspiracies at all, but I really believe he's on some kind of medication. He had no facial expression. He was like a robot standing there. I don't think he's well either. I really don't. And yes, I agree. We need to pray for him. We need to pray that he would come to know Christ as Savior. The same with Kamala Harris. We need to pray for the entire administration. And we need to pray that whatever happens, Al, God can use it to bring America to a revival.
Well, that's the most important thing.
Yep.
I talked to an old pastor friend, George.
I got to go, Al. I'm out of time. Sorry.
Yeah, Bob. All right. Best of joy.
All right. Thanks, Al. Folks, have a good weekend. Be a part of a good Bible-believing church. And please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.